In this video, we'll be exploring what it means to be in survival mode and how to move into thriving mama mode. As a mom, I'm sure you've been in survival mode, and maybe you're in it right now. I am certain after watching this video, you'll have new perspective and feel encouraged to make the steps to begin moving into thriving mama mode. Let me illustrate for a moment a mom who's in survival mode. She wakes up in the morning exhausted, dreading the never-ending to-do list as her feet hits the ground. She gets dressed, gets her children ready in the morning, and her shoulders tense with the first battle of the day because her youngest doesn't want to eat the breakfast he's eaten for the past 3 weeks, and her oldest can't find anything to wear. As she's watching the clock, she realizes if everyone doesn't get it together and leave the house in 15 minutes, she's going to be late. She loses her temper and yells to everyone to get in the car. As she drives, she's tearfully crying and feels incredibly guilty for losing her temper, but she doesn't know what else to do. She forgets to eat breakfast, and by mid-morning, she's starving, grabbing whatever's around, crackers or sweets to fill the hunger. All she can think of is, when is it time for bed? When a mom is in survival mode, she's not listening to the cues her body is giving her to eat and to stay hydrated. She's not taking the time for herself to exercise or do activities she enjoys. She's in super productive mode, making sure she's taking care of everyone and everything but herself. And if she's not in super productive mode, she's paralyzed with overwhelm, not knowing where to start. So she's avoiding things that desperately need to get done by wasting time in ways that increase her stress and guilt. And a mom who's in survival mode loves her children oh so much, but can't stand to be around them because she finds their needs so overwhelming, is frustrated they won't listen, and the battles, so many battles and power struggles. And by the time her head hits the pillow at night, she feels bored, stressed, and anxious that she could be failing her family and doesn't know how she's going to get through the next day. Can you relate to this? Have you ever felt like this, or maybe you've experienced some parts of this? I sure have, and so many moms I've worked with have felt some degree of overwhelm in mothering. Whatever survival mode looks like in your life, I want you to know that you are not alone. So many women go through this, and if we could start talking about this more openly, supporting one another, we all can move into a more productive, thriving mama mode. From a psychologist's perspective, survival mode is a state of reactivity. When we're in a state of reactivity, we're barely making it through the day. We feel overwhelmed, stressed, run down, and we're not experiencing calm, rest, or happiness. Reactivity is going through the day, reacting to the demands and responsibilities right in front of you without much of a plan or strategy for how you're going to manage those demands and situations in front of you. When you're in survival mode or reactivity mode, it's as if you're putting out fires throughout the day, constantly reacting to what you need to do in the moment. Moms can be propelled into survival mode because of many reasons. A significant life event, like a new baby, a job loss, a health issue, separation, divorce, or illness with a family member, or moving or a trauma. Or stressful situations and events that add up over time, leading to chronic stress. And a mama can be in survival mode when she doesn't make her health and well-being a top priority, taking care of herself. Okay, simply summarized, survival mode is a reactivity mode. It's not having a plan to manage the stress and demands of motherhood. Okay, so in contrast, thriving in motherhood is having self-awareness to take care of yourself, making self-care a top priority, and using healthy coping skills to reduce and manage stress. Being in thriving mode is not the absence of stress. Rather, it's knowing yourself, knowing what you need to feel healthy, happy, purposeful, and bringing those behaviors into your daily life. Thriving is being able to respond to stress with intention, and it's having a plan on how to manage your stress and making a commitment of self-care for yourself. I have found in my life, as well as the thousands of parents I have supported, that thriving is not about being perfect. It's not about ever making a mistake or even taking care of your well-being impeccably. Thriving is having the awareness and listening to the signs and information and patterns you're experiencing and making those changes to improve coping and self-care. Motherhood is a journey. It's a lifelong commitment. It's intense, demanding, and there are oh so many rewards. Motherhood in the active phase is at least 18 years of intense parenting for each child you have. And if you're a mother of a child with special needs, whether physical, emotional, or mental health issues and limitations, well, then you're going to be doing a lot of active mothering beyond 18 years. The hope here is this: knowing yourself, taking care of yourself, and creating a plan to thrive is the most important choice you can make, not only for yourself, but for your children and your family. Perhaps you've heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup, and nothing is more accurate in motherhood. Taking care of yourself is essential to thriving in motherhood. We're about to move on to the next topic, but before we do, I want to chat for a minute about the Thriving Mama Manifesto in your workbook. In your workbook, before you start the exercises, there is the Thriving Mama Mode Manifesto. Please take the time to read and sign it. I want you to think of this manifesto as a contract you are making with yourself to show up and take care of yourself with the steps necessary to thrive in motherhood. In my heart, I believe there's a difference between setting an intention with a thought and writing it down. There's so much power when you set your intention and create it in the physical form. That's why I wrote the Thriving Mama Manifesto. I have my signed copy right here, and I placed a picture of my family on the page to remind me that when I take care of myself, I give myself a gift to myself and those I care for. I love this manifesto so much. I wrote it late one night when my husband and kids were sleeping, and I imagined the moms who would be taking this course. And I imagined if we were sitting together, what would I say to her? If she was in survival mode, feeling alone, overwhelmed, and this is what my heart was called to write. I hope it touches your heart as much as it has mine. Please read the Thriving Mama Manifesto and take in every word. By reading and signing the Thriving Mama Manifesto, you are making a concrete statement to yourself to thrive in motherhood. Coming up next, it's Self-Care 101 from a psychologist's perspective on what self-care is and what self-care isn't, and the different ways you can bring self-care into your life, regardless of the amount of time or resources you have.